In 2002, Arizona's first biosciences roadmap was launched. It was a strategy for the state to compete for higher-paying science jobs that could also lead to medical advancements. This week, with support from the Phoenix-based Flynn Foundation, the second stage of the roadmap is being kicked off. It's intended to look at where the state should be in the biosciences by 2025. Supporters say Arizona should keep going forward, pointing to the industry's performance during the Great Recession, when Arizona lost 300,000 positions, while the number of biosciences jobs went up 6%. Walt Placilla, senior advisor for Battelle, is leading the new roadmap.
What biosciences offers that no other industry segment offers is it actually gives you not only a job opportunity, creating jobs, but it actually gives you a healthcare dividend in the sense that that research can produce prevention and treatment options for all the citizens of Arizona, and where that's developed tends to get in practice first close by. So it's really a return to the everyday citizen of Arizona if biosciences succeeds.
So what were the key points to Arizona's roadmap when you talk about making sure there's a health dividend but also economic competitiveness?
Right. Number one, the only way Arizona was going to succeed was to focus on what it was good at. Not be good in all research areas, but focus on things like neurosciences, like cancer, like asthma, like ag bio, where Arizona had strengths to build around. And those strengths, however, were across many universities in the state, the three public universities, and hospital health centers as well. And so the second part of, besides strength, was to encourage collaboration. And that's not always easy in these kinds of institutions, but that's been a strong part of the roadmap from day one of design for collaboration. Third, you really have to address how to grow companies. You spin them off from those research institutions, but a lot of companies actually come out of the garage, as they say. And so we had to have a climate, a business climate, that spurred on companies and entrepreneurs to get companies created. And over the last decade, and we actually put out performance reports every year, we call it like it is, good and bad. Clearly, over the decade, Arizona has done amazingly well among the leaders in the country in terms of growing a base. Of course, Arizona had a lot farther from behind to catch up than a number of those other states that are in the bioscience arena. So the second roadmap, second generation roadmap, the next 10 years, updated roadmap, really takes what we've learned from those 10 years, builds on what we hear from the community, from the leaders in the industry and the universities, and takes us to the next stage of evolution. Of course, if you look at the places like Research Triangle or San Diego or Maryland, these places not only were building a research base up to 40 years ago, but they actually, it took them 20 to 30 to 40 years to build the economic base. This is a marathon, not a sprint. If Arizona, though, is to move from on the edge of being a major player to in the mix of the major player, it's going to have to up its ante. It's going to have to raise the scale of private investment. It's going to have to the public sector do certain key missing elements, gap filling.
What are the measurable things, Walt, that usually generate more buy-in from what you're talking about, the private investment and more people even at the legislative level saying, okay, this is definitely worth going more full bore into?
Well, the one is everybody likes jobs, but people really like well-paying jobs, and the average job in the biosciences is over $62,000, a lot better paying than the average private sector job in Arizona. And that appeals, of course, to legislators and mayors and elected officials. But also, citizens do care about their health. You know, that's why we rank number one in the world in our health care spending, because citizens really want good quality health care, and they really are not as worried about paying for it as getting it. And so the extent that we can have breakthroughs happen in Arizona, we can build a strong set of research leaders, which has happened, and Arizona can be on the map for those areas where the kind of diseases really affect this population, things like cancer, things like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. Those are the kinds of things we emphasize in the upgraded roadmap. Focus on those areas in which actually the population of Arizona is most concerned about, and then you get that healthcare dividend as well.
This idea of picking winners and losers, people, how important are the skeptics, I guess, when it comes to this?
Good question. One of the things biosciences really should appeal to almost everybody, and some of the skeptics sometimes don't understand what it is this is about. And there's been no intention to pick winners and losers. Actually, the private sector is the one that's been making these investments and decisions in Arizona over the last decade. And universities are making their own decisions about what research to do. And the federal government and philanthropy and others make decisions about what to fund. But there's no industrial policy here of picking winners and losers. We actually didn't even pick which industries we thought were going to be the stars in the first 10 years, nor do we pick for the next 10 what the stars are. We just say that of the five industry segments in biosciences, the target should be that Arizona has a national significance in two of the five, but we don't say which two.
Okay.
We suggest there might be more likely candidates, but the industry is going to decide if Arizona is the place to grow those industries. I think it's important to understand that building a bioscience base really is about building a talent pool. And the talent pool is one area in which you end up, there are no winners and losers, really, because if you build your talent pool from the K through 12, through the community colleges, through the universities, through lifelong learning opportunities, whether a firm lives or dies, the fact is that if we have a workforce that has that talent and those skills in biosciences, firms come and go, but those talent hopefully will stay. And so, in fact, they're the winners. And there aren't losers because you're investing in talent when you invest in your universities. You're having a business climate that treats all industry consistently stable with predictability. And unlike some things you read about in newspapers and other places about big giveaway investments to get some company to move, biosciences, for the most part, grows where it starts. And in Arizona, we've had some good successes where basically now homegrown companies, but they started off as small companies like Ventana in Tucson, now owned by Roche. It's called Roche Ventana. W.L. Gore and Flagstaff, which now has a number of facilities in North Phoenix. They are a privately held company, but they basically, and Delaware-based, but they actually have a major homegrown presence of both Flag and Phoenix now. So growing your own is much of what the industry side of the biosciences is, much like the talent base is growing your own.
Mm-hmm. What about venture capital? That's been a struggle in Arizona recently. What about the next 10 years in that?
Well, actually, the last year had somewhat positive news because we went from $22 million in investment in companies in Arizona from venture firms to $37 million, but that's still way below anywhere like our population base, which is what the target is for the next 10 years, to get it to that level. But I think most people realize that the venture industry itself is changing. There were over 200 venture firms investing nationally in biosciences 3 years ago. It's now down to 25. So there really has been a contraction in the industry. So we need to think about capital in broader terms. We've got to look at things like crowdfunding, angel investing, and find ways to make sure that Arizona entrepreneurs are taking advantage of all those. We also need a coordinator that these companies can go to, one stop. We call it a portfolio manager that would basically, he or she would have experience in risk capital management and would actually know how to get these folks to the right places at the right times.
When we talk about the next 10 years, is there a quantitative way? Should we think quantitative ways of thinking about what success would be for
Yes.
Arizona at that point?
We actually have transformation measures. And we actually put targets for these in here, and not to bore you with all of them, but as an example, we talk about where academic spending in biosciences should be by 2025. And we set a target much higher than current trends would result from. And a lot of that's not simply getting more of your share of federal money in the universities. It's really also getting more private philanthropy, disease foundation, all that other kind of dollars into the academic enterprise to get that research base up.
Walt Placilla, thank you.
Thank you.
Walt Placilla is a senior advisor for Battelle. He's leading the second stage of Arizona's biosciences roadmap.